of it.
You take the wire down, you go. Get the napkin.
Oh, that's what it is. It's your white flag. I thought maybe I had a napkin stuck in myself here. Very good, thank you.
We surrender.
Case number 621-818.
Spell it.
818.
21818.
Counsel, can you please identify yourself and your witness for the record?
My name is Colin Milne. I'm the staff attorney for the Department of Emergency Services Protection. I am here representing the issuing authority today. And with me today is Dennis Flanagan, F-L-A-N-A-G-A-N.
Is that officer?
Hello.
What's that?
Hello.
Hi. What's your rank?
Officer.
Officer. Thank you, officer. Attorney Milne, would you like to make an opening statement?
North Haven. I mean,
North Haven.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm representing the commissioner and the issuing authority in this revocation appeal hearing. We are here today because the appellant's pistol permit was revoked based on suitability grounds following contact with the North Haven Police Department in January of 2021. We intend to show that on January 8th, 2021, North Haven PD was dispatched to a residence due to a complaint of a burglary where a firearm was discharged. The responding officer found that the appellant had fired a warning shot in response to a vehicle break-in. It should be noted that nobody, besides the, I guess, suspected burglar, no person was within the vehicle at the time, and the burglary suspect made no attempt to enter the premises or the house. Connecticut law prohibits the use of deadly force, or what we believe unreasonable force, in the defense of property alone. This discharge of a firearm, even as a warning shot, carries the potential for deadly consequences. And it should be noted that throughout the state, warning shots are forbidden by standard law enforcement and practice, including ratified by the post standards in the state of Connecticut, prohibiting law enforcement officers from firing warning shots due to their dangerousness. For those reasons, we believe that the appellant is unsuitable and that the revocation should be upheld.
Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
My English is not very well.
Okay.
That morning, I was get up like about 5:30 to go to work. I see the light in my backyard. I know it wasn't like sensor light. I just like look at the kitchen windows, and there's like window, like on the kitchen windows, door, I mean. Mm-hmm. I saw the tip was in the car, and then I like this scream like my wife, they called the cop, there's someone in the car, and I think they opened the light was on, they trying to like take the car, I don't know how to call, it started, and I walked with my pistol out, and then before walk I called my wife, just called the cop, someone in the car, just walk out, he got out, there was like some stuff in it. And in hand, I wasn't doing like I told him, just put your hands up, and he didn't do it, and I was shooting the air, and he ran away. And then when the cop came, and I told him, I shot on the air, then explained what happened.
Okay. Attorney Milne, you may proceed.
Officer, can you just state your name for the record?
Dennis Flanagan.
Okay, can you state your current town of employment?
North Haven.
And what is your current job title?
I work in the patrol division as a field training officer. Okay.
Were you on duty January 8th, 2021?
Yes, sir.
Did you recall having contact with the appellant that evening, or that morning?
Yes, sir.
How was it that you came into contact with the appellant that morning?
As he had just stated, and as the report dictates, it was initially had been dispatched to us as a vehicle break-in. It was also dispatched through the radio that firearm was fired on scene. but it wasn't specified by who. Upon arrival, canvas was done for the subject with the description that was gave to us, which was unsuccessful. Myself and other officers responded to the residents. I made contact with the appellant, who then gave me his statement on scene.
Okay. Who did you first speak to?
The appellant.
Okay. What did the, and just going back, what did the appellant tell you?
He initially told me that I believe it was his wife's vehicle was being broken into. He saw the subject in the vehicle, and that's when he came outside to confront them, and they ran off.
Okay. Did he say that he discharged the firearm?
He told me on scene that he fired the warning shot, was how he stated to me.
Was he able to provide you with any other information that you were able to review in your report?
He provided me with some home surveillance video, like a Ring camera.
No, that's fine. Did the video capture the incident in question?
Yes, the video depicts the appellant exiting a side entrance to the residence. The vehicle is located underneath a awning-type garage in an open area. The camera depicts him exiting the residence towards the subject. The appellant has the as a firearm in his right hand, about head level. That's when you see the round discharge and the gunshot residue and the explosion go off on the camera.
Did the, I guess for lack of reference, did the, thinking about the name for the individual, I guess the burglar, did they, the individual go into the house at all?
The subject did not go into the residence, okay. Nor make the attempt to.
Okay. Did the subject move towards the appellant at all?
Not from what I recall from the video.
Okay, and then did you talk to anybody else at the residence?
The appellant's wife.
What did she tell you about the incident? Can you remember?
I believe she was the one that explained to us that initially when they observed the subject going through the vehicle, that her husband then retrieved the firearm. I believe she was her telling us this was the only admission of it. And then after that is when I spoke with him regarding the firearm being taken out and fired. That's when he admitted to it.
Were you able to recover any the bullet or any of the parts of the bullet?
The shell casing was recovered a few feet in front of the vehicle, below that awning, just right on the grassy area next to the vehicle.
The casing?
The shell casing.
Did you find any evidence of where the bullet traveled?
Yes, yeah, so the bullet made a small hole in the underneath side of like the roof of the awning. We used a ladder to climb up, and there was no exit hole from the shingle side of the structure.
Do you remember what was actually taken?
You mean seized from the scene?
Or taken from the vehicle by the subject?
That I do not recall. I think it was maybe a license and some cash.
So if just speaking as an officer, does your department have a use of force policy?
Yes, sir.
Are you allowed as a North Haven police officer to fire warning shots?
No, sir.
I have no further questions.
Okay, sir, you are allowed to cross-examine the officer, which means you can ask him questions based on what he just said. Do you have any questions for the officer?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Just I told him like I should have made it.
We will get to your side in a moment. Does the board have any questions?
Do you remember what caliber bullet was involved?
I don't remember.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions?
When you say awning, was that to me that means fabric awning, but it's you mean overhead was it wood? Like a porch?
Yes, you know? It was essentially a garage with no walls. So I'm not 100%. I'm not.
Cardboard.
Yeah, cardboard, exactly.
Attached to the house?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Other questions? Seeing none, Attorney Milne, do you have any other witnesses?
I have no other witnesses.
Okay, sir, you may tell us what you'd like us to know.
Like everything you said, I'm just trying to protect my stuff. Okay. I know, but I made a mistake. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I should have.
Attorney Milne, do you have questions for the appellant?
I just have a quick question. You wrote in your application for the appeal.
Yes.
You wrote that at 5 in the morning, someone broke into my property and was in my car when my weapon was discharged safely into the air as a warning. Do you believe you safely that a warning shot is safe?
Yeah, because I was on the carport, garage. I shouldn't, why not?
Okay, have you done any other training since this incident?
For the permit?
Any sort of firearm training?
Yes, I did.
After this incident?
After that, no, I didn't.
Okay. But you'd had previous firearms training?
Yes.
For the permit?
Yes.
Did they ever discuss warning shots in that?
Yes, they did.
They taught you the warning shots were okay?
No, they didn't. Actually, I'm sorry. They didn't, probably.
Okay.
They didn't.
Yes. So that's why, okay. So, and do you have a different viewpoint on that, those today?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any different viewpoints today about the safety of the warning shot? Do you still believe you were safe?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry, I don't know. What does that mean? I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll just ask that. I'll withdraw the question. The question is, do you still believe today that you were safe in discharging the warning shot?
Do you mean I agree with me?
Yeah. Do you think you safely discharged the warning
shot?
No,
actually, I shouldn't. I don't.
Okay. No further questions.
Okay. Does the board have questions for the appellant?
When you fired the shot, was the burglar, the fellow who broke into the car, was he coming toward you?
He was facing to me like a couple feet in front of me, and then he got out the car.
Mm-hmm.
He was there, I just like put hands up. He had something, but it was dark, I didn't see it. Maybe stuff was falling.
Mm-hmm.
And then that just warning, just one shot on the air, like warning.
Did you believe you had to shoot to stop him from coming forward?
I told him he might come. Never know, you know, because.
But I mean, what was he coming toward you, threatening you, and that's why you fired?
He was looking at like he stood at me. He was looking at me, but I told him he might come, you know.
But he wasn't coming. You thought he might come.
Yes.
Okay, and you know why you're not supposed to fire warning shots?
Because it's going on the air. It's,
yeah, the yes. Bullet goes someplace.
Yes.
And you don't know where it's going to go if you shoot up in the
yes.
air. It could hit a person. On
yes.
the way down, it can hit property like it did, so that wasn't a very good idea.
Yes,
was it?
I know, I made that
okay.
mistake.
Thank you.
Other questions, Chief?
So, in your questionnaire, you said you filed an appeal with this board before and you had their firearm reinstated. So, when have you had your permit revoked in the past?
When?
You have had a permit before taken away?
Yes.
Why was it revoked before?
Actually, at that time, my side, it wasn't detailed. I had an agreement with my wife. She was like kind of very angry. And then I said, are you? And I said, okay, do you want me to go? And I said, okay, if you want. She said like, I don't want you something. Okay, if you want me to die, I die. It's okay. I said, okay, I'm gonna go. I took my pistol. Actually, I didn't want to do it. I just like scare her. I got my pistol at home. I have like safety box in my car. I put in there locked it. And then I came back. I was playing with my son. She called. I didn't know she called. She told me I called cop. Just, I mean, actually, when a cop arrived, I was playing with my son, and then my wife said, "Oh no, he's okay, but I just want to make sure like he's calm down." And then they came, and I said, they took my pistol from me, they put me in my hospital like a few days. I think everywhere. I mean, that wasn't like big deal on my side. I just like a little scared of her to say that. And she thought I'm gonna suicide.
Other question?
When did that occur?
I'm sorry?
When did that occur that you went, they sent you to the hospital?
To when?
Yeah, when? What like, year? What year?
Actually, I don't remember the year. Like, I mean, like 4 years ago or something.
Okay, and you said you stayed there several days?
Yeah, a couple of days.
So you were, you went to the emergency room and then you were admitted into the hospital?
Yes.
Into a psychiatric ward?
Yes.
What hospital?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And what treatment have you had after that?
No, I said a couple of therapies. And I was fine with exposure therapy.
The doc may have more questions for you, but I have a question. When you fired into the air, did you know you were under the carport? Did you intentionally shoot into the carport?
Yeah, I know I was in the carport.
All right, but did you intentionally put a bullet hole in your carport?
Yeah, because I know like a lot of people dying from the like shooting air. I know from I'm from Turkey, mm-hmm. because there's like they do a lot of things shooting on the air. People's like bullets coming down like really fast. Like, as a shoot at people.
Do you have any other, have you been sent to the hospital at any other time other than that time about 4 years ago?
No.
That was the only time?
Yes.
And, okay.
I mean, that, like I said, it wasn't a big deal. Like, my wife just sent me scared.
Well, it's a big deal. It's a little bit unusual that you were admitted to the hospital after. A lot of people get out in one day. They're not admitted for 2 or 3 days, in fact, most. So the issuing authority hasn't presented that case, but it's important to me, to the board. Let's see if anyone else has any questions about that.
Other questions? Seeing none, do you have any other witness to testify for you today?
No, I don't.
Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes.
Okay.
Closing
statement, like a synopsis of what you want us to know before we make our decision.
I don't know if I could. I would like to get my permit.
Okay. We get that. Attorney Milne?
Be brief. We believe the appellant's revocation was valid. That warning shots are essentially, they are not allowed under Connecticut law as a use of unreasonable force for property alone. It's clear that that type of use of force is banned in Connecticut for law enforcement for purposes. I don't believe that a regular civilian pistol permit should have that same privilege over even trained law enforcement. We were concerned specifically with the appellant questionnaire that he believed that this was a safe method. Nothing really today, I think, really dispels those concerns, and that we ask the board to uphold the revocation today.
Thank you, counsel. Comments by the board? Okay, seeing none. Dr. Conrad?
Issuing authority.
Attorney
Sinetti? Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray?
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis?
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you all.